It's a task that takes most people 5 or 6 months, a process guaranteed to increase your metabolism and hopefully make you stronger and healthier. That said, it can be a grueling process for those who take on the challenge. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com, trusted analysis, professional insight.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Bruce Sweet recently completed hiking the 2,189-mile Appalachian Trail. Of the about 3,000 people that begin the trek, only 20% or so will annually make the entire distance. Bruce says some people think they can show up and hike themselves into shape. You'll probably quit long before that happens.
Starting in Georgia, maybe a day's hike would be 10 to 12 miles. The mileage would increase as you went along. After I'd been on the trail, probably within 2 months, was 18 to 22 miles a day.
And that's with a 40-pound pack carrying 5 days' food. Hiking that many miles per day increases one's calorie burn and the need to simply eat more food.
After a month into the trail, I had to get a larger food bag as the appetite had clearly gone up.
About once a week, he'd get off the trail, go into town, do laundry, and perhaps stay at a motel or hostel. Otherwise, he spent the nights on the trail.
I spent most of my nights at these three-sided shelters. Part of the reason for that is that that's where people gather. You might well hike alone all day long.
But at night, people would gather in those areas. It was a chance for Bruce to converse with others. So why do people hike the over 2,000 miles?
I think people are searching for a little direction, searching for a little meaning, purpose, looking for something beyond what they've experienced at that point, looking for maybe their own dream.
And it was an opportunity for Bruce to share his faith, as the five-month hike for him was a missions opportunity of sorts to pray and share with others. Our story concludes next time as we travel the countryside. Along the Appalachian Trail, I'm Andrew McRae.